Now time for Bob Robertson's sports report.
Hello again, sports fans. Good morning. Bob Robertson with a look at what's happening around the world of sports. The Tacoma Tigers, who the previous night had scored a great come-from-behind victory in Vancouver, letting one get away last night, leading 4-1 going into the seventh inning. They gave up five runs over the next two frames to the visiting Phoenix Firebirds and lost by a score of 6-4. That, coupled with Vancouver's win in Portland, gave the Canadiens a one-game lead in the Northern Division first-half race again. The Tigers losing to Phoenix 6-4. They'll play again tonight. Phoenix had a couple of home runs. Laga and Leonard, two-run shots. Tigers got a home run from Troy after. Dan Howitt still looking for his first home run of the year. Belted one way over the left field wall, but it bounced off a sign on the front of the light tower behind the left field fence, bounced back in, and was ruled in play, not a home run. And Howitt lost what would have been his first home run of the season. We may credit him with a half home run in the statistics the rest of the way. Well, Matt Young had some problems last night for Seattle. He gave up five runs in the first inning in Chicago against the White Sox. Rest of the way, he was outstanding. He allowed only two hits and struck out 10, but it was too late. The White Sox went on to a 5-0 victory as Melito Perez shut the Mariners down with only four hits the rest of the way. Those teams play a midday game today. New York Yankees fired manager Bucky Dent yesterday, replaced him with AAA manager Stump Merrill from their Columbus team. Then the Yankees lost to Boston 4-1 last night. Also last night, Oakland over Texas 5-4. Jose Canseco hit his 20th home run. Dennis Eckersley got his 19th save. But Cecil Fielder of Detroit had a three-home run game, his second of the year, as Detroit beat Cleveland 6-4. He now has 22 to lead Major League Baseball. And the Dodgers won their 5,000th, or checked out their 8,000th game in their franchise history. They downed Atlanta 7-5. NBA playoffs resume tonight with Portland at Detroit for Game 2. The Pistons leading 1-0. Baltimore stayed alive in the Major Indoor Soccer League playoffs, downing San Diego 3-2 last night. San Diego leads the series 3-2, but now the scene shifts to Baltimore for the next game on Friday. Mark Messier of Edmonton, the Stanley Cup winners, named the most valuable player in the National Hockey League. He gets the Hart Trophy. And the French Open tennis tournament down to semifinals now. The women play today, the men tomorrow in the semis. That's our report on sports. I'm Bob Robertson for AM 85, KTAC.
KTAC is forecasting isolated showers this morning, mostly cloudy, and some scattered showers this afternoon. The highs will be in the...